I'm Pops.
And I'm Rick.
And we're back.
Finally.
Yeah, it's been a while.
2 weeks, bro.
Yeah. But you've been busy. I've been busy. You know, it's life gets in the way sometimes. Shit.
Sometimes, especially when this is a hobby.
Yeah. But it's a fun hobby.
But it's a hobby.
Yeah. But I enjoy it.
You took offense to that shit. But it's a fun hobby. It's still a hobby.
It is.
Not saying nothing bad. But it's fun. It's fun. I promise.
No, for me, you know, because I have other hobbies. This one I enjoy. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the other ones I...
What? If I don't enjoy the hobby, it is no longer a hobby.
A hobby?
That is a task.
Yeah. Well, actually, you know, you're right. No, but I enjoy this time here and I want to make this a little bit more part of the hobby so I can learn some of this shit a little bit more. And I've downloaded enough videos to do that. But then life gets in the way again.
Yeah, man.
So it's going to stay a hobby where we're not experts. You know, so So if the sound is fucked up, if the video bounces, the shit happens, we're not experts.
Yeah, don't blame us.
Yeah, we're just having fun.
It's all your internet service.
Yeah, it is. So, it's been a couple of weeks, so real quick catch up.
School started.
Yeah.
I guess that's pretty much the only highlight.
Really?
Yeah.
For me, highlight. Anyway, school started, so.
That's it, bro. That's really it. I'm trying to think of some shit, and I don't got no shit.
I don't have anything, but I do have a way to transition real quick.
Yeah.
Florida man, let's bring him back because this week. This one had me laughing, and I just found it. So it's not something that I've seen before.
I found it 10 minutes before you found it, and then you fucking stole it. Luckily, I had a backup.
Yo, this is fucking hilarious. And honestly, I haven't been able to find, like, stupid shit like this in other states.
Well, I don't ever look.
I did.
But it's a thing. I don't know how you act some kind of surprise. Like, it's been a thing. This is not new. Florida man has been around for many, many years. It's not.
I just love the fact that they consolidated them into one website.
No, that's not. That's just one person did that. They still do it all over the world and all over fucking all the other papers. They still say Florida man.
Yeah.
Because we're fucked up. I
mean, yeah, Florida is. It's the heat. I'm going to blame it on the heat. But check out what this brother
blame
did.
Blame it on the humidity. Fuck that shit.
Check out what this brother. This Florida man sprays neighbors with bug spray. And then he hits himself in the head with nut chucks.
Oh, see, your headline's not as good as mine. I'm gonna tell you. Mine is same story. Fucking
are you serious?
Better headline.
No way.
Here you go. Florida man threatens neighbors with nunchucks and bug spray, but only injures himself.
This one went straight to the point. Yeah. This was just what I'm saying. He hits himself with the fucking nunchucks trying to spray. He sprayed the neighbors with bug spray.
All because they were making noise. He was trying to get them to stop. I read the whole shit, bro. So he's trying to get them to shut the fuck up by spraying bug spray.
Yeah.
Because apparently that makes people shut up these days. Like, hey, get that shit off of me. It's toxic, you motherfucker.
Actually, it is.
It's very bad for you. Like, you're trying to kill me at this point. He should have got arrested for attempted murder. Yeah. Or like fucking some kind of fucking like chemical warfare or something like that, right? So then they're not listening to him. So he takes the nunchuck. And he hits the car, and it bounces back and hits him in the fucking face. you try to make noise to stop the noise.
Yeah.
Pop, pop. Night, night.
Yeah, and now the neighbors have so much to talk about for the rest of the fucking
week.
Oh,
man, can you imagine how loud they're going to be now that you got arrested for being an idiot? Shut the fuck up. Put some headphones on.
Yeah,
it's like, they're making too much noise. First... fucking two things I see. Bug spray and nunchuck.
Let's go out there. I'm going to whoop that ass.
Or you can just go and say, hey, guys, could you just keep it down a little bit?
Turn it down. I'm trying to watch some TV.
Yeah, man.
Just chill the fuck out. But no, let me go over there and try to chemical attack with a...
Bro, he's a terrorist.
Yeah, there you go.
He's a terrorist. That's what it is. So I got mine right here. Florida man arrested after chugging a $7 bottle of wine in Walmart bathroom. They got camera footage of this guy. I think it was in Daytona Beach or something like that.
Yeah.
He got footage of him putting a fucking, what is, oh man, barefoot Riesling? Barefoot, you know, the cheap fucking wine, Riesling.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Puts the fucking bottle in his pants and then goes to the bathroom and then fucking chugs that bitch and then tosses it. And then he tries to walk the fuck out and they're like, hey, you can't do that, sir. Fucking gets arrested, B. Bro, if you're going to chug wine, chug some more expensive shit.
I was going to say, why the fuck did they have, they absolutely had to put on there $7 bottle of wine. You're like,
bro. You could have scrummed down some change and got a $7 bottle of wine, bro.
No, because...
They got, at Walmart, they got $2.50 bottles of wine. I know, I use them for my cruises.
Yeah, that you don't take that on the boat, though.
No, the wine never leaves the fucking room. Never leaves the house, bro. The wine goes down the drain.
Yeah, and they get resourced. I think for me, with this whole... Florida man thing and the $7 and the wine. And I think now every other state is starting to fucking get a clue. And they come over here and do stupid shit and then go back home and say, check out what I did in Florida.
I don't know, bro, because 9 times out of 10, those people are residents.
Yeah, they fucking live here, bro. I'm trying to get away from the stigma. We got to get away from the stigma.
No, man, we just got to accept it. That's why most of our money comes from tourism. Bro.
Tourism.
You want to see Disney, but you also want to see some stupid shit. You know what I'm
saying? Hey, man, there's going to be a Florida man incident. I promise you.
You got to get away from me because I don't want it.
Okay. I'll drink it for you. But Florida is, I have to kind of back up a little bit, but I got a Florida woman.
I think I know which one you're going.
No, this one, I read it today. And she... Did she, the one you talk about?
Go ahead, do what you gotta do.
She pulled out a fucking 1 foot crocodile out of her pants.
Yeah. Yep.
That is not absolutely nothing good about that. Nothing could as a result.
I don't know, man. That motherfucker hits a gator roll on the clit. Yeah. Oh, motherfucker's a pussy magnet.
Yo, that gator, he's alive by miracle, man. Those cops did a good job today. They saved that gator.
I understand that she pulled it out, but did somebody say, hey, you got any money? And they're like, no, but I got this gator. No,
they stopped her because for suspicion of trafficking in turtles.
Oh, so normally she has turtles there.
Well, she had a big box of turtles in the back, but I guess when they went to frisk her...
It's like, whoa.
Hold on, let me get this out of here. Yeah. Here, hold on to that. I don't want you to consider that a weapon.
That motherfucker will bite you.
Or me.
Fuck that, bro. That's some bullshit. But yeah. I guess with their genitalia, it's not as...
Yeah,
it's not as dangerous.
Unless
you got one of those big motherfuckers. Like, you got one of those. He's like, what the fuck is like that? But,
Like that? Oh, my God. We got to get us a crocodile.
Fuck that. I don't know if that pussy crocodile was.
We're going to do a little talking today.
That's the point of the podcast, is to talk.
No shit. But the topic, we normally don't pick a topic. We just kind of go like we've been going. But
pick a topic. We just don't stay with the topic.
So ever.
We just this is the general gist of what we're talking about. And maybe we'll get back. Maybe we'll fucking go down the left street. We'll see.
Stay lost with us.
Yeah.
So we talked about changes, things that you would change.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I think a lot of people immediately would go like to self-changing this and shit and changing that and the other. So the first thing that I thought when you know, that kind of conversation came about, what would I change? I would change my financial status. And then from there, everything be all right. Shit.
But so now we got to get into the genie mode, and because changing your financial status could just mean that people that have your status are now considered rich, but that doesn't mean that they have money. It just changed the name of your financial status.
Yeah. No. Okay. So
I gotta be a little more specific.
I need fucking money. fucking money, nigga. $3 million.
The amount of money in my bank account. Yeah?
Yes. $3 million. I'm good. I mean, I have this. We'll be doing this on a boat. You know what I'm saying?
I don't fuck that. I'm a fucking boat. I'm a fish on a boat. I'm not gonna talk on a boat. That's stupid.
Well, we'll fish. And we'll do a fishing podcast. Imagine this.
No, I don't want to fucking do a fishing podcast. I just want to fish and eat and drink on a boat. I don't want to talk. I don't fucking be recorded about my non-ability to fish. I can't fish. I just catch fish.
None of us can
fish. So how do we do a fishing podcast when we don't know what the fuck we're doing out there? We're just doing this. Hope I got something.
But the podcast is the stupid shit that's going to happen while we're sitting there and trying to catch these fish. And then the drinking starts happening. And then, you know, that would be...
That's a vlog. That's not a podcast.
That's a vlog?
That's a vlog.
Well, whatever. Come join us on the boat. Wait till we get the boat. But if you want me to get the boat, help me with my financial situation. I'm trying to change that.
That is something you need to change. I would change the fact that I'm sitting in a room full of fucking germs right now.
It's not that germy, bro. It's not.
I don't know.
I would be sick. I don't think either one of
you sound a little sick to me. I can hear it in your voice. Your tonsils are swollen. I can tell.
I just took a shot of white stuff.
You want to rephrase that?
Oh, yes. Wait, where's the bottle?
What the fuck?
Clear. Shit, that was very bad. But other than that, I mean, there would be a lot of shit that I would change that doesn't have to do personal or other people.
I mean, the topic didn't really specifically say
right
personal; just said things you would change.
Right.
So,
traffic.
Oh yeah, but how would we change? How would I
change it?
Yeah,
nobody can be on the fucking road when I'm on the road.
What a rule!
hey, bro, we're making changes that we, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I can make it however I want. So nobody can be on the fucking road whenever I'm on the road. I'm just gonna send out a tweet or something like that, and then everybody just park your fucking cars. Let me get through my traffic. Once I get to where I go, I'll tweet, and then I can get back on the road. There you go, changed. That's my biggest change externally.
Yeah.
Traffic.
But you barely drive, bro.
Lines. I hate lines, too. We have
lines? No. I wouldn't even get rid of lines. I would... So this is what I would change. I would behead anyone that doesn't know how a fucking line works.
Wait.
I also...
You gotta behead them.
I also would behead anyone that stands in a line that doesn't need to be in the fucking line. I hate those people. Wait. You're like walking, and then there's like four other fucking registers or whatever, and then there's everybody's in the one fucking line, and you're like, okay, so why? I should go over here. But there's fucking empty ones over there. What the fuck are you guys doing? I just walk by them. Express pass, motherfucker. All of those people would be beheaded.
Yeah.
They would just be standing in line, no fucking head.
So my change would be that I would do it like they do somewhere in South America, the Philippines, somewhere. When you get in line, right? Put your shoes down.
Oh, I seen that shit.
Yeah, and then you go and sit down, and the next person put their shoes down. When they say next, that's brilliant,
that
bro.
That is brilliant.
I mean,
but the thing is that Americans don't like to walk around barefooted.
Well, and what if you got stinky feet, too? That kind of would be fucked up.
What if you just bring an extra pair of shoes and just put it in? If you know right? You're going to be standing in line, it's like, my spot.
Right. I mean, that would
but
be
I mean,
cool.
Like, at the DMV, they don't do that anyway. You just take a number, you sit down.
Yeah, now, yeah.
You know what I mean?
So that's pretty
the
cool.
The lines really is like,
groceries?
Barely. Grocery lines aren't long. I mean, you go to Costco all the fucking time, so yeah, that shit fucking ridiculous. But
I don't go to Costco.
You go to Costco every fucking 2.5 minutes. Like, you're always there.
I go to Costco once a fucking month. That's why.
The fuck? Every time I call you, you're like, I'm coming out of your house. Go to Costco. Like, did you just leave Costco? You're like, doing a U-turn? What the fuck are you doing?
Bro, once a fucking month, man.
Okay, maybe that's all the time you call me. But fuck, I feel like you're always there, bro.
Bro, Walgreens.
So the lines at grocery stores aren't that long, but like TSA lines, those suck.
Horrible.
But you couldn't
yes.
really put shoes there because how would the shoes? Like a conveyor belt that moves the shoes. But then you would have to hurry up and run to the front when it was your turn because then other people waiting on you online. Bro. It creates another line.
No, bro.
It creates a line at the line.
No, if you're sitting down, chilling, right, and your shoes are over there, right, and this guy
says, how are you supposed to know where your shoes are? They're going to say, hey, yellow Air Maxes, and then somebody gets up.
No, dude. You look at the person in front of you, right?
Yes.
He's got his shoes. He went over there. This other person, they went over there. This other person, they went over there. So they're on three counters, right?
Yeah.
This guy gets ready to leave, right? The person's shoe, he's watching his shoes. Oh, shit, I'm next. He's going to go on the line and grab his shoes.
But what if the line, the area, so like TSA, huh? You see how TSA is in Orlando? How you got to go all these fucking lines?
We got to revamp that shit.
We can't. That's the whole thing. That's why it fucking sucks, because everybody has to go through the same security.
Right. So
I would just change the airport.
The airport?
Just change it.
No, how?
Because our airport sucks. There's so many people to be flying in and out of this bitch. Our airport is stupid.
It's way
all
too
the other big city airports are fucking like 97 different fucking security lines. Yeah. We have two.
Yeah.
For every line.
Well, no, it's not two.
It is two. You can enter this side or enter this side. That's still one line.
Yeah.
And on the other side is two. It's just one.
Yeah.
They're all the same line. Yeah. Just, No, you go. Still the same fucking line.
Yeah, that's true.
Fuck that place. I'm glad I'm flying out of Sanford.
Sanford is easy.
Bro, there's no line.
Yeah. Yeah, it's easy.
I don't even know if there's security. You just kind of just walk on the plane. He's like, I'm flying today. And they're like, whatever. And you just do it.
Just get on the plane. You're slowing us down.
Oh, but speaking back to the places that have lines, amusement parks, they have lines.
Those suck, too.
They do. But they kind of have to. Because there's no, I don't know. I mean, I guess what they've been doing is like to put your time in, and then the buzzer says, hey, it's your turn to ride. And then you go. But
that's cool.
That is cool, but that's a lot of buzzers and a lot of idiots.
Yeah.
People are like, who the fuck is this? I don't know. But the worst line in the history of the lines is Chick-fil-A at lunchtime.
Really?
Fuck that line, bro.
How long did you wait?
I don't wait. I don't go.
You don't go?
Bro, I refuse to eat Chick-fil-A at lunch because I don't have time for it. I don't have time. I don't have time. If I don't get there at 11,
yeah,
I don't go.
Really? Yeah. 11?
And 11 is still packed.
That's Chick-fil-A for you, bro?
On lunchtime, bro, it's insane. Every single one of them.
Really?
Every single one of them. I mean, it's delicious. I can't be mad. That shit is so delicious that gay people don't even care that they don't like gays. They're still going with that shit, bro. They're like, this chicken is good, bro.
Give me a couple of Chick-fil-A.
Bro, that shit is fried with peanut oil. How do they pass up peanuts?
I don't know. It is nuts. It's nuts. Listen.
He did it again, guys.
What's that?
He did it again.
What's that?
You explained the joke.
Did it do it again, guys? He did it. I'm old. Yeah, I'm sorry.
It is nuts. It is nuts. I just said, how do they pass up peanuts? You're supposed to connect it. If you don't connect it, you don't get it.
Well, maybe when I say it's nuts is because that's when I fucking got it. I don't know. I'm just saying. I just say it out loud.
Yeah, just nice to keep it in. Like, oh, that's funny. And just laugh a little bit to yourself.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. I got you.
Fuck. I would change my dad's sense of humor, his inability to get jokes.
You know, it's funny that he would say that because he got his from me.
Barely.
Barely.
I got my mom's sense of humor, too. I got a mixture.
Hey, another thing that I would... by the way, there's another line, too, that's really fucked up.
What?
The lines at the bathrooms, like when you're in the stadiums or something.
Those aren't that bad anymore.
Really?
I mean, not here. I don't know about anywhere else, but like the old Amway Arena, that shit sucked. There was only four bathrooms.
Yeah. That was bad.
There was only four bathrooms for everybody upstairs and everybody downstairs.
And it was so fucked up that the women would go into the men's bathroom, even though we were in line.
Yeah, they would cut us.
Yes, and they would go in there.
Whatever happened to equal rights?
Well, that was equal. she peed inside the men's pisser. She didn't go in the toilet.
Oh, wow. She was drunk.
Yes. She turned her ass around, and she got herself fit, and she fucking pulled down her shit, and she peed. And I was standing like 4 feet away from her.
I wonder, like, if you pee, like, if you have the audacity to pee in a men's urinal, you probably chug $7 wine.
Yes. Lots of it.
He's like, fuck this wine.
Lots of that wine. Yeah, because that would probably have you doing some stupid shit like that. Because she was really, really blasted.
Yeah.
But she didn't care. And the thing is that she was standing right there by the toilet. The guy was still peeing, and she was just standing right there, just kind of like, you going to hurry up? And we're all in line looking like, Bitch, do you see the line? Yeah, bro. She didn't give a shit, but not one man said a word.
Bro, that's bullshit, man.
Not one.
That's fucking bullshit. No. See that fucking, that whole fucking equal rights shit?
What?
Bro, her ass should have been in the back of the fucking men's line. You want to piss in our stall? You want to fucking wait in the back, just like the rest of us.
I agree 100%.
Fucking chivalry is dead when you're being a fucking bitch and cutting lines.
I hear you and I believe you, but all of us in that line wanted to see if she actually would pull down her panties, and she did.
We're fucking perverts.
Well, I mean, there was, yeah.
Yeah.
It was. It is what it is. You know, you're at a game, so it, and that was at the old Amway Stadium.
Yeah, perverts, bro.
But the soccer games, if you go during the halftime.
Yeah, well, if you go during halftime, you're an idiot.
Yeah, well, yeah. Anyway. So another thing I would change.
I'm just going to go get these nachos real quick while everybody else is getting nachos.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to take a while.
Yeah, every now and then you forget it and you go and you do stupid shit like that. You know, it happens. It happens.
I don't forget. I will hold it. Halftime's only 15 minutes.
Okay. That shit. But speaking, we were just real quick, soccer. We were talking about this, I think, briefly while we were at the game to make the game a little bit, like, really kind of different and interesting. Dark stadium, glow-in-the-dark tennis shoes, glow-in-the-dark ball.
No, I disagreed with you. You thought it was cool. I was like, no, that's crazy.
Why not?
Because it's dangerous as fuck.
Oh, and glow-in-the-dark gloves. You can see the hands and the feet. So different glow-in-the-dark shows you different colors.
Yeah, but you're going to just run into everybody. How? What the fuck just happened to this chair? I'm shrinking.
There you are. It's like,
the chair just said, no.
I don't, really?
I don't know. That was weird.
It was because I just saw your head go below the mic. So shit.
No, that's dangerous, bro. People running into shit.
I think that would add a little bit of, you know.
It doesn't. I don't
shorten the field.
Soccer needs that much.
But you shorten the field. Okay.
Yeah, I told you. That's just like arena soccer as it is. They play.
But they don't play in the dark, though.
They don't, but because it's fucking safety issues. You don't do any much things in the dark.
Man,
It's a fucking safety issue.
Yeah, but let's take the rules out. Okay, let's do this some underground
sport. They won't
sport.
Let...
Fuck it. I think it'll work, man.
I don't think so, bro. People don't watch women's soccer. You think they're going to watch soccer that they can't see?
You can't see it.
You can't see shit, man. Fuck.
We got to figure out a way so you can identify the player and what the player is doing. Because can you imagine? It's totally dark, and the only thing you're seeing is the ball. And the guy's feet and how he's maneuvering his feet and the other people's feet trying to get in there to try to get that ball. That should be dope.
No.
Okay, so we're not gonna do that sport.
I don't think it was up to us anyway. Based off your financial status that needs to be changed. I don't think we're making any fucking new sports, bro.
Well, hey man, I was trying to come up with something that we can change my financial status. That didn't work, obviously. You should ask your sister what she would change. Anything that you would change that doesn't deal with your life personally, okay? Mm. But it would be something that could impact the world. One thing changed.
Ooh.
That's a good one, right?
Yeah, we should change to impact the world. We just get rid of. Money.
Get rid of money?
Get rid of money.
And that would... Okay, so we go into some kind of a bartering system.
No. Everything free.
Huh?
Nothing costs nothing.
How would anything get fucking done? I'm curious.
That's what changed the world. Everybody would have to figure it out.
It would definitely
We'd have to be on the same team. Uh-oh. Here she comes. She's calling.
Oh, no.
Hello.
Kiana.
Hello.
Killed him what?
Oh, shit. That wasn't funny.
Yeah.
Got me. Welcome.
Hello.
Welcome.
So, we're talking about things we would change. What would you change?
Anything.
My attitude right now.
I vote for that one.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's unanimous. Hello, doctor.
Hello, Fajr.
How are you?
I am DeFajr.
No, you're not DeFajr.
I am well.
You're well? Good. Good. I'm glad. I'm glad to hear you.
I got an idea. How would you... You should probably, like, change that lady's breath that sits next to you.
Hold on, bro. On some real shit. No, no, shit just got real real right now at this moment. You want to know what I would change?
What?
That lady's breath. And let me explain to you why. It smelled like she got a dead tooth in the back of her mouth, and that it might hurt her so she don't brush her teeth.
Ooh.
But... Why it gotta be in the back of the mouth though? Why can't it?
Because she can't get to it, so she just doesn't brush any of the teeth.
It smells like a dookie uppercut every time she opened her mouth.
Hadouken. She said a dookie.
Exactly. And then she one of them people. One, she gotta talk like and enunciate, so that makes it bad. And then two, she talks too much. So she has to keep repeating herself and saying the same stuff over and over and over until somebody listens. And then three, she sighs all the time.
Oh, she's a depressed she's a depressed bitch.
Then she's
just getting rid of all that deadly gas.
She yawns nonstop. Not just like they're fake yawns, and she doesn't cover her mouth. So it's like uppercut, uppercut. Left jab, right hook. I'm like, what the fuck? She beat me up. For thanks, crap.
Hey, daughter, have you ever thought of maybe just getting a little box of Tic Tacs and just putting it on her desk without, you know, before Daddy. She gets there?
Daddy.
What?
She had gum today, and all I could smell was Schmint.
Schmint. Jesus.
I was laughing as hard as you guys are laughing. Like, this is real life problems.
That's funny shit, bro.
Yeah, she says Schmidt.
That one got dad good.
It's real life.
Oh, God.
And then today, it was like, it got to the point where I had literally covered my whole face. She did one of them... on, I took my jacket, covered my whole face, and was like, dear God. And I said it out loud. And then she went to go pop a piece of gum like she knew it was about her. She said she had to leave work today because she had an appointment. And I said, a dentist appointment? Question mark.
We hope so. Oh, what's the God. Deductible? I'll pay for the shit. What's your copay? I got 15 on it.
How much is that work gonna cost you? Oh, hold on, we're gonna have a charity fund here going in the office. Oh my
God! This whole situation really bad is that she's oblivious to how stank her breath is. So when I said, "Oh, a dentist appointment," she goes, "No, a doctor's appointment." And I was like, "Oh, okay."
Oh, doctors are dentists too. I mean, dentists are doctors too.
Yeah, but if Kiara said, "Oh, okay,"
I was like, "Damn,
you didn't get it, bitch! I just told you to go brush your teeth."
That is basically what you said.
Yes, yes, professionally.
You just assumed it was a dentist appointment because your shit's that. What are you doing with that cup?
Drake.
You like a.
You know what I'm gonna do? Tomorrow, when I drop my child off for school, I'm gonna have plenty, ample time to stop at the store. I'm going to Walmart and I'm buying a big ass jar of peppermint and I'm putting it on my table.
She sits right next to you, right?
She does. I'm gonna put it on her side so she knows to grab some.
Yeah. Wait a minute. A bottle of peppermint, not
a peppermint, just a jar.
Oh, okay. I thought she meant like peppermint scope or something. That would be kind of fucked up.
I tried to hit dad with. I bought some Lysol because there's some sickly people in this house. I tried to hit dad in the mouth with some because he said he wasn't feeling well.
Yeah, no, he...
Like some banaka.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Anything else? Anything else you would like to change?
Yeah, besides bad breath?
What? The traffic on the first day of school and all these stay-at-home moms.
What do you want to change about them?
Well, I want them to stop acting like they ain't got shit to do or like, oh, all they got all the time in the world. I'm going to need y'all to wake up first thing in the morning, drop your kids off, and go do whatever it is that y'all do instead of waiting till the last minute like us working parents do to drop our kids off. Because it causes us to be late.
Because they
don't have nowhere to be.
You ain't got shit to do. You don't have shit to do. Like, nothing. And I would apologize if I personally offend anybody, but I don't give a shit. I'm tired.
Don't apologize. You can't say that you apologize and then say that you don't give a shit.
I said I would apologize, but I don't. I'm not going to because I'm...
Okay, okay, you would. Okay.
I'm not going to.
But, Kiana...
They hold up time. They move slow as hell. They volunteer for everything and look at you like you're a bad parent because you don't volunteer for shit.
You're a shit parent. Like,
give me a break. My brother this morning that I was a shit parent because I... drop-off line instead of the park and walk your kid to class line. No. She is seven. She better get her out of that back seat and walk. But that's all I got to say about that.
Hit us with the Forrest Gump. I love it.
But she would change it, though. Right?
I would change it. There needs to be guidelines for people like working moms and stay-at-home moms.
So,
working moms drop their kids off later. Stay-at-home moms, you have to drop your kids off at a reasonable time so that way you don't interfere and cause traffic for those that have to rush to work after dropping their kid off to work. I mean, off to school.
So do you get, like, special signs?
No, it's going to be more like, you know, the elementary school gets a certain bus hour and the middle school.
Yeah.
So do the same shit for the stay-at-home
moms.
Yeah,
but how do you know who's who? You don't. But if they get, like, a special sign, it sounds like you want to change integration. You just want to be segregated like a motherfucker.
You know who the hell they are. They're driving minivans, Escalades, and anything with the third row.
Wow, did she just stereotype some people there?
All
what?
Of them.
I'm keeping it real.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Anything with a third row, you know they're stay-at-home mom. They need all the extra room for their supplies, for their fucking knickknacks and
their trips, their little trips.
No, all so they can coupon.
And streamers. That's what the fuck they're doing. Crap. I feel really disrespectful. I should probably shut up.
No,
I sound like you. I said she feels disrespectful because now she just put someone specific. When she said streamers and crafts, she's like, "Fuck, that's Kimberly."
That person knows exactly who I'm talking about. I hope they never watched the show.
I'm sure, there is logical reasons for people staying at home, and there might be like real life scenario where they have one working parent and one non-working parent. But this working parent would like to get to work on time and would appreciate if they would just stop holding up the drop off line. Thanks.
Okay. So we're gonna work on that.
We're gonna put a petition in for that.
Yes. Okay.
Thank you.
No problem.
This is what we're trying to do. We're trying to change stuff.
Well, she was speaking, you rude.
Oh, sorry.
Go.
Gonna say is I don't know if I have any real life like things I want to change. I mean, besides just the regular stuff that everybody wants to change, you know.
Like what? We couldn't even. Oh, do people really want to change that?
I mean, I do. I can't speak for everybody else, and I know.
I don't know if I really want to change it because I think it's kind of funny. So, like, I don't want to get rid of funny topics.
No.
No, I want to change it because I just don't like it. And then, you know, the pay inequality, I want to change that. Like, that kind of shit. Like, I mean, just real life shit that's probably never going to change. I want to change.
Yeah, that stuff was not on my list.
My list
is fucked up, bro.
Yeah, mine is kind of a little bit more fucked up than hers, too.
My list is real selfish.
Me, too. I'm sitting here thinking.
I want to change the prices at the Magic game.
I want to change the fact that I don't have a boat. I want a boat.
I want to change the prices to fly to go see my family.
That would be fun. That would be. That's a good one. That's a good one. We can work on that one. Start a petition, Ken.
Hey, yeah. What about like a rule like, if you're flying for entertainment, the prices are different. But if you're flying to go see family, the prices are cheaper because it's family.
How are they going to know?
I like the way that you think.
But I don't know, but we got to figure it out.
That leads to the next thing that I would want to change. The PTO laws in these jobs. Like, let me take my time off when I want to take my time off.
Oh, you don't have that rule?
No, man, bro.
Hey, so then we should go to French, like the way the French do it. They work freaking 4 days. They're off 3 days. They work 6 hours a day for those 4 days.
Yeah, but they're a bunch of pussies.
But they're making money and they're getting time off.
Oh.
Right, Kiana? Work 4 days and be off 3 days.
Well, I think I heard some of that. I was driving, so I told you out a little bit.
She just ignored the shit out of you.
She did. She just, okay, never mind. Then I have nothing else to say. None else.
I saw this tweet. I saw this tweet that said, if you could work 2 double shifts on the weekend and a single on Monday and have the rest of the week off, would you do that?
Absolutely not.
Consecutively, no. There's no way.
I'm just saying.
I don't ever want.
So then you get 5 days off every week. You only work, 4 days off every week.
You two shifts, two 8 hour shifts.
Yeah, 16.
So you, but not consecutive. So I work 16 hours. I'm off for the, 8 hours?
Yeah. And then 16.
And then 16. Yeah, I could do that.
And
hell
then
yeah.
4 days off. If it was just, if it was not the weekend, because I don't want to be off. And everybody else is working.
Yeah,
that's
fucking
stupid. I hate that shit. That was why I didn't like second shift. The only reason I didn't like second shift is because I was off and everybody else is at the job. And I'm like, I guess I'm hanging out by myself today.
Yeah. Hey, guys, guess what? I hate to cut this short. I just got to my house, and I want to talk to my kid about her first day at school.
Okay.
Sorry about this.
I would change the fact that you were home.
I would change the fact that...
Bye.
Bye. Love you.
Bye. Hang up, bro. Damn.
Well, you were running the phone. Shit.
I can't remember where I was at.
With her?
Yeah, what were we just talking about? I was going somewhere, and then she said she interrupted us.
Yes. It's something about change. Well, obviously about change.
You're the best.
See? I got you, man. I got your back, bro. Remember that shit, man. Because she was talking about changing the fact. Oh, you said change the fact that she got home.
She said that after. I said that after, and she interrupted me about something I was going with. But now I'm lost.
Again?
Oh, well. Huh. Guess that's the end of the show.
Thank you very much. wait. Real quick. Let's talk about Amazon.
What?
Amazon.
You want to change it?
No.
Why the fuck are you talking to me about Amazon?
We're going to do a giveaway.
Oh. What the fuck?
What the fuck are you at, bro?
Bro, like, you just jumped to Amazon. I'm like, did I miss something?
What do you want to change in Amazon? I want to change the fact that I'm not the owner. What the fuck?
Yeah, bro. All right. So we need YouTube subscribers.
Yes.
You guys out there, you
yes.
and you and the other guy, the one behind you, him and her,
yep.
you guys.
Yes.
We're doing a contest. We're dropping frames. I'm dropping frames. I can see the white on my – there it is. Frames are back. So I'm going to have to cut that part out. we are – God.
There it is again.
It's you, bro. No. What are you doing over there?
I'm not doing anything.
You're processing shit.
You're doing it. There's nothing processing.
The frame's too high. You need to have them on 25. I know you want high quality. But you're fucking up the fucking shit, bro.
Bro, why are you all loud and shit? Because
I couldn't hear myself in the mic, so I couldn't.
Oh, and it's recording it unless I stop it.
You
and then
fucked it up. Lower frame, bro. We don't care about the quality. Fuck them.
Who gives a shit?
Fuck that fuck shit, you. Bro. It's better if
he says fuck them, and then he says, "Oh, but by the way, we need subscribers."
We do though. No, so we can afford better equipment.
Yes, that's the whole idea.
Yeah, because this is a piece of shit. And his computer.
That's all your fingers. He's pointing at me, you asshole. And his computer. Peace. Oh, you're an asshole.
That was good. Okay, so we're doing a little contest for once we get to 100 YouTube subscribers, we're going to give away a $25 Amazon gift card. After you subscribe, DM us or Facebook message us or something so we can verify that you're on there. And then we'll give away to one random subscriber. Your account has to be public. If it is private, we can't see it, so we cannot verify you.
Yep.
For every 100 subscribers we get, we will give away $25 Amazon gift card. So we get to 200, there's a 25. We get to 300, 25. And that's where we stop because I don't got that much fucking money.
And so that means that you got to tell your friends. You got to pass this along. You got to post it on your Facebook and your Twitter and everything else.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, and get us some subscribers. And we're actually not really trying to make any money.
No.
But
we just want the subscribers so I can change the name so it's not Never News.
Right.
It's YouTube at Pops and Rick. Not _
3441. What the fuck?
Who is that?
Exclamation point.
Right, no, the upside down Spanish exclamation point.
That one.
What's that called?
I don't know.
A tilde?
No, tilde is the one that goes like this.
A ñe.
That's the one that has the thing. The end has the...
The like, so what's the upside down exclamation
point? Upside down exclamation point? I don't know.
It's a Stranger Things exclamation point.
Well, no, but...
Because it's upside down.
But it's... Yeah, okay, that one. There you go. It's upside down.
Bro, you're slow. I literally had to explain it to you because I saw you like, what?
Yeah.
No.
Thank you very much. Love you, son. That's why you're here. Right. That's absolutely why you're here.
That's it.
To remind me of shit.
Bro, here's what I would change. The fucking people at the Florida Mall that sell shit in the middle. Fuck them.
They got you? Did they get you?
They got my daughter, who got me.
Yeah, you
motherfuckers.
They got you, bro.
This
they
lady grabs my hand, and she's like, "Let me show you something," because she can't legally grab my kid's hand because I'll fuck her up.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing? So then, after she grabbed my hand, started, then Alicia was like, and so boom, now she got the permission. So she's buffing her nails, and then she's like, "Here, hold these," and I'm like, "What is this?" And she's like, and she gave me three boxes of shit, and I'm like, "What is this shit?" She's like, "Look, one you get by you." One, two, 60 each, and you get one for free. And I'm like, no, I don't want.
There's
60
each.
Pop. And it's like, I thought it was just a little brick inside, but it's like a little kit. Yeah. There's some bunch of shit in there.
Yeah.
And some lotion or whatever. Whatever. So I'm like, no, I don't want. So she and I put it back down. And she's like, okay, so hold these again. And I'm like, no, I don't fucking want to hold these. I want to go. I don't want to do this. And Alicia's like, she's staring, and I'm like, all right, whatever. So she's like, she shows the nails, and I'm like, oh, my, and they're still fucking kind of shiny.
Yeah, no, I've seen it.
So they're still shiny as fuck, and I'm like, all right. So then she's like, all right, so this is what we'll do. We'll do 50 each, and you get one for free. And I was like, no, I don't want. I don't want these.
Mm-hmm.
What do I need three for?
Yeah. I don't want one.
I don't want one. What the fuck would I want three for? So then I put them down again. She's like, here, hold this. And she gives me the one, and she's like, she walks me to the register. And I'm like, what the fuck am I over here for? She's like, look, watch this. $40. And I'm like, no. And she said, $40. No, she said, it was $50, and you'll get one for free. So I put 50, and I get two for free. So we went from me spending $120 to me spending $50. And I'm like,
and you gave me two.
Yeah, and I'm like, I don't fucking want. No, I don't want. I don't want. No. All right, here's one. 25. And I was good. I was like, nah, I'm good. And then my kid's like,
yeah,
please, Daddy.
It's only 25.
It's only 25. And look at my nails. Like, You know I'm supposed to be here to buy your fucking shoes, right?
Yeah, you got them.
You know this is coming off of your shoe money.
No, I didn't.
I didn't buy her shoes.
You didn't?
No, because we got fucking bamboozled into another. She bamboozled me into something else. So I bought that stupid shit for $25, and we're walking to another shoe place, and then we look over, Tesla.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
a Tesla store in the fucking Florida Mall.
Yeah, I didn't
and my
know
kid
that.
Loves Teslas. I don't know where she gets it from. Me. So, should we walk in, and she's just like, oh, my God. And she's touching shit. She's getting in the car. She's taking pictures. Ah! And the guy, and I'm like, well, I'm not. I mean, I'm just asking some questions, just general shit. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to buy one of these things, man. But, you know, whatever. He's like, well, look, just get your give your information to the girl, and then.
Tesla.
What was I saying again?
Tesla.
Tesla. He's a great man.
No.
Edison stole the shit. No. So the guy's like, give her the information, and then when there's anything new or updates or any new models come out, you'll get information. I was like, bet. So I start giving the lady my information. And this motherfucker slides to my left, this dude. My kid's on my right. This dude comes on my left, and he whispers. He thinks he's whispering, but my kid's nosy as fuck.
Yes, I know.
So he's like, bro, I don't know how much time you got, but I know your kid loves it. You could test drive one of these right now.
Got you too.
Listen, this isn't, I was good.
Yeah.
Then I felt the piercing fucking eyes coming from this direction right here. And I looked down and just, daddy? What?
Can we do it?
Fine.
Yes.
So I fucking test drove a Tesla.
Nice.
Yeah, it was sweet. Nice.
I have to be inside of them, and I just want to, I want to hear the silence.
Fucking weird, bro. There's a little noise. It's like a
hum.
Like a hum. Yeah. But there's no fucking, like, you know, you get in a car and there's dials and knobs and switches. There's nothing. It's just a screen and like two little knobs on the steering wheel. That's it. When I got out, she said, park it and then call me and let me know and I'll come out to get you. And I was like, bet. And I didn't know how to lock that motherfucker.
Lock the car?
No idea. And I was like, I think it's closed. I think it's locked. I don't know. I'll just wait because I don't trust it. So she had to walk all the way over there. She's like, no, you just lock it. You put the key right here. It's just a little card. The key is a card. It's just like a fucking little RFID card. And you just unlock, lock. You put the key right on the little mid console. Uh-huh. And then you press the button.
And that's what turns on the car? Yep. Shit.
Or you can do it with your phone.
With your phone?
You can use your phone. I watched one of my coworkers struggle to get in one of these motherfuckers because his shit would not open his door. He just kept pressing it and the handle kept popping. Stupid. Should get gas.
Fuck the planet.
Yeah. Oh. But it's just a lifestyle change, bro.
It is. It would be. Because
that's one of the things I would change, though. I would change our ability.
Battery life.
No, I would change our dependency on coal and fossil fuels.
Yes. Definitely.
That would change the world drastically. Absolutely. We should have done it a long time ago. We still should be doing it.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Why the fuck not?
It's not.
Until we run out. What if after we use all the fucking gas and the fossil fuels and the oils and shit, fucking dinosaurs come out of those holes like Tremors?
That would be fucking awesome.
Bro,
I wouldn't want to be here. Well, I probably won't be here, but.
No, we're using it. We're like on E.
We're back on E.
The planet's on E. I'm sure of it.
It's getting there. It's definitely getting there. The messed up part is the E, you know, that it's going to be on. It's for E is the stuff that's going to keep us alive. Well, you know what I'm saying?
E is for everyone dead.
Yeah, there you go. Pretty much. Yep. That's not going. But you did say something about prior to the whole fossil fuels and everything. We're talking about. Teslas and the batteries and shit. But imagine if we could come up with some kind of, you know, because right now everything is, it could go solar, it could be wind, you know, the water.
There's gotta be
shit.
A better way for solar. I feel like they're maximizing that shit.
They're not maximizing it, right? That's what you're saying?
Yeah, I don't feel like they're.
I don't think so either. I think
it's intentional. It's the same thing with pills and shit. They're not going to give you a pill that cures something because then you don't fucking buy no more pills. They just want to alleviate your symptoms.
Oh, absolutely. They're not.
So you need to stay on the pill so you can constantly make money. Once they that's why if you get rid of money, then there's no greed because you don't have money. There's still greed, but it's a different type of greed because you can't pay. There's no money. So you just take. Everybody just takes care. But they also lowers There's no fucking high class shit. There's no expensive shit. Everything becomes normal.
But that's what I'm saying. That would definitely balance out. There would be no different social statuses.
No.
So a battery that would last, I mean, some kind of power source that would last better than this. Here's a deal. The satellites that they got out there doing fucking nothing, they turn those into some kind of reflective something or other and then shine the sun into one location, real powerful.
Yeah, that sounds like a death ray.
No, not enough to kill people. Shit, just one consolidated place.
Oh, my
place.
God, it's fucking scary.
I'm not doing nothing, bro. I'm not doing nothing. I didn't do anything. I
fucking swear to prank?
You just dropped, bro.
Yeah, I know. I felt it.
You're not gonna lift it back?
No,
up?
I'm staying right here. Small people status.
Why not, bro? You should lift it up a little bit.
No, I'm good. Whatever.
All right, so fuck it then. I'm going to go down too.
No, just stay where you're at, bro. We're the same height. Yep. Same height.
Okay. Oh, we still dropping frames.
Fuck it. Just fucking do it and then fuck the frames.
All right. Well, anyway. So we have a power source that could somehow, get rid of every other crap that we use, other than the sun, obviously, because that would be powerful, and then the wind, what the fuck, water, and then that other shit they have, the geothermal, those would be perfect, but then what would happen to all those rich motherfuckers that own all the Shell gas stations?
They'd have to fucking figure it out, like everybody else. I don't understand why these stupid motherfuckers just, like, everybody needs to stay with gas. Just be the first one to say, fuck gas. You're still already making money off gas. It's not just going to stop.
Yep, exactly.
Just be the first transition. Be Tesla. Be Edison.
Yep. And the thing is that with the amount of money that they have, they could be whoever chooses. You know what I'm saying? They could be so far advanced. More advanced than any of the other companies doing it.
But this is the issue, though. That the heads of those companies are nothing like Elon Musk. They're not smart. They just kind of got the job.
Yeah.
I'm a businessman.
There's no future. There's no...
Yeah. It's just we got to make this company work.
Yeah. The way it has been working for the last 150 years.
Let's just keep doing that because it's always worked. Until you got no more gas. And then you're fucking poor.
Yeah. And then
the world is stuck.
It doesn't matter.
How the fuck am I going to get my shit from Amazon without people with gas?
We're all going to be dead anyway.
Oh, yeah, because the dinosaur trimmers are coming. Fuck you guys. Ha!
dinosaur trimmers. Bro, that's like you said earlier. Change it so that everything is free. And we talked about the social status is becoming kind of... You become even because there's... You can't be filthy what?
But the thing, you're filthy nothing. And the thing is, like, you need something from the grocery store. You just go in and get it. There's no stealing.
But who's going to stock the shelves?
Everybody's going to have to do their part, bro.
See, now you're changing it a bit.
No, I'm not. Everybody has to do their part. You still have to contribute to your society. Just shit doesn't cost anything.
Right. So everybody has to go to work.
You go to work. You do your job. But you're not going to get paid because you don't need money to do anything. The electricity is provided for you. The healthcare is provided for you. The fucking food is provided for you.
Everything. The place where you stay. You.
As long as you do your part, put your time in, you don't pay for shit.
That sounds just like utopia.
Yes.
It would be nice.
Yes. Ever had a Fruitopia drink? It's delicious. No. Kind of popped in my head.
I don't know. I don't know that the society would somehow or another.
We'd have to erase society and start over and do it like that.
I think so.
That's how it worked.
Yeah.
So bring on the motherfucking dinosaur trimmers. That's what I'm talking about, bro. I need to be around because I have to make sure they do it right.
The tremors?
No. They know what they're doing. They're fucking shit up. They got their job, their task, their hobby, if you would say.
Their hobby?
I have to be around after they kill them all so that I can make sure that
the next
is done right. I'm like the giver.
Yeah. Yeah.
You remember that book?
Yeah. I saw the movie.
What about the book?
No, I saw the movie.
Oh, well, you're lame.
Yeah, no,
I think that was the last book I read.
How old were you?
Actually, no. The last book I read. Nope. That was probably the last book I read. I don't read books. Get out of here.
You were in high school, bro.
The Giver, I read that in, yeah, I guess early high school.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
Bro. Yeah, a long time ago.
Books are stupid.
Don't talk to me about books. They turned it into a movie, and I watched the movie, and the movie was excellent.
Was that after
way after high school, you.
Really?
The movie?
The movie was made before me.
Before the book?
What? The movie was after the book, but the book was old.
But not as old. The movie's a 1990s movie.
So it was before high school me.
Oh yeah. Oh, I forget that you're not as old as you look.
Nice try. Nice try, buddy.
Yeah, whatever. I think that the whole you staying behind, it should be somebody a little bit older.
No. Old people, they're stuck in their ways, bro. Old people are stuck in their ways.
How is that? I'm not stuck in my ways.
The fuck you aren't, bro.
Really?
You had to have a shot before we started because you're stuck in your ways.
That was water.
I don't give a fuck what it was. You had to do it.
I'm playing the whole thing, you know.
Yeah, it's fine. You're stuck in your ways. Old people are stuck where they're at. That's why I don't like working with them.
With the old people?
Fuck, it sucks, man. They don't know what they're doing, one. And two, they're old. Fuck. All right, that's enough of that.
Well, I'm going to go back because I was one of those guys that used to do that and hated working around old people. It just so happens that now I'm one of those old people, and you're saying that kind of shit about me. So, you know, now I feel bad.
Feel bad about working around old people?
Yeah.
Bro, it is what it is, bro. It comes with the territory. Old people are not meant to be liked. They're just meant to be. You like that? Fucking philosophy, baby.
Bro, you went Shakespeare on my ass. To be or not to be.
That's it. They're just there.
Old.
They're just there. They're there to take up space and fucking make your fucking life miserable.
Bro, I hope to live, like, to be 140 years old just to watch your old ass.
That's fine. You'll be older. And I'll be like, damn, you're old.
Why ain't you died yet?
He's still ticking. God damn.
I gotta bring you food again next week, nigga.
No, I'm not never feeding you.
Huh? Huh? You're bringing me food, though. You don't have to feed me shit. Just bring me a fucking couple cans of cat food or something, don't me fucking go hungry.
Yeah, how the fuck are you gonna open them? I'm just gonna bring you the cans.
That would be fucked up, too. Don't they have them in packages now? They look like the tuna.
There's no way at 140 you have the strength to rip a packet. Get out of here, bro. That muscle mass is all gone.
Everything's gone at 140. Shit, you're dirt. Shit. Yeah, I would. Yeah.
Yeah. So I hope none of my coworkers watch this shit because, yeah, old people suck.
And old people don't suck. Old people's ways suck. The way that we do shit sometimes is fucked up. I get it.
But that's my point.
Yeah, but the old people don't suck.
No, their ways are them.
No, not necessarily.
Oh, the fuck. Their ways are them. That's how they are. No, that's their ways.
That's how you've grown to be.
Who you've grown to be is who the fuck you are.
Well, but that can change.
Not when you're old. That's who you are.
Wait, no. I've recently started doing new stuff that I've never thought that I would do before. You know what I'm saying?
Being unemployed is not new stuff. That is not a life decision.
That hurt my feelings like a motherfucker.
I just tried something out for a change. Like, no, nobody decides to be unemployed. They're just like, fuck. That's it.
That hurt my feelings.
You're not unemployed, though.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
That's different.
Yeah, I'm not fully unemployed. I'm
half employed. He's like an intern. He's going to get a little money. No benefits.
Oh, thank God for the Army. shit. Oh, you're an asshole.
Sorry, bro. It's life.
Yeah, not unemployment. You're right. That's kind of sad. It's kind of sad.
So what new things have you done? Ooh, slobber. That's new.
I don't care now. I'm sad. I'm unemployed. Fuck. Oh, man. I've tried, man. Fuck it. I do what I got to do to take care of what I got to do.
I know. I'm not talking about unemployed anymore. I'm talking about new things. You said that I'm old. I do new things. What?
Oh, so like that. Like, you know, I'm doing construction.
But that's not new to you. You've done that before.
But it's new now.
But it's not new.
But it's...
You can say it the same way. I would hit
you with the same way. I was looking for a little twist.
So new for me, for you, would be if you went and you started to learn how to do nunchucks.
I have nunchucks.
So if you started learning how to do nunchucks, that would be new. If you happen to hit yourself in the head after bouncing that shit off the car, that'd be new and funny.
And that would be another Florida man.
No, that'd just be an idiot.
No, I have nunchucks. I could start doing it. But
like when you but you tried to do Krav Maga.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. That was good.
What you tried? I like that.
Yes.
Are you still doing it?
No.
Because the old people don't do new shit, bro.
No.
That's
no.
why.
Look, bro. I don't give a fuck if you're 50 or 15. You take an hour of that shit, and you're going to come home and hate everybody around
That's
you.
That's fine.
What? No,
old people don't. You're not.
It's not old people, young people, nigga. If I don't want to fucking do it, I don't want to fucking do it. It's not no longer new.
That sounds like a statement of an old person.
Bullshit.
If I don't want to do it, I'm not gonna do it.
Bullshit.
That's old people shit.
You just said that like fucking like an hour ago. I swear to God,
there's no proof of that.
I think it is.
Nope.
I'll be rewinding this motherfucker.
There's a phone call, buddy.
Oh, that's right.
But I didn't say anything, so it doesn't matter.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
But it's old people shit. Guys, I'm getting older, so I have to accept who I am.
So one of the things that I would change, okay, would be not the getting older. I don't mind that.
No.
Okay? The memory loss. I want to get that fixed. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And the aches and pains. Just make the aches and pains go away.
But I think that's like
Part of the journey.
Yeah, like you gotta, bro. If you don't got no battle wounds or scars, man, what have you done?
But you know, yeah, I get that. But it doesn't need to continue to hurt. It should just hurt then, and then stop. You know what I'm saying? And then,
so you want immediate pain and then relief?
No, I want it. I don't really even want the pain. I don't want the fucking pain at all.
You gotta have a reminder that shit hurts.
Well, shit.
The reminder that you can't just crash your car into the fucking side of the wall because that shit hurts.
Well, I mean, you're going to get disfigured a little bit. Your shit's going to get fucked up for a little while. Every time you walk by the mirror, you're going
to
be like,
I don't know
like,
why, but disfigured is funny as fuck to me. I don't know. Is disfigured just a funny word to me?
Disfigured?
Yeah, just fucking people get fucked up.
Yeah, well, anyway, so, yeah, crash. I get out. I suffered through that situation for a couple of days, and then I'm right
back
to normal.
Boom, for a couple
of
days.
Yeah, you know, but not. I don't want to be hurting. I just want, when I walk by the mirror, I'm like, ooh,
but
I never want
to. But that pain is the reminder that you're alive.
Shit, so's like a paycheck every other week.
That's not a reminder. That's the reminder that you went to work.
Yeah, but shit, I mean.
That's a reminder. Any robot can go to work.
Yeah, well, you know, if the robot's getting paid, he's doing better than I am right now.
This wasn't a I need money episode. I didn't think we were doing that today. But
start a GoFundMe.
No, it's called an old fund me.
If I start getting fucking bags of Pampers or
fucking Geritol, jinxing, all that shit.
Oh, man, that would be fucked up. We are just fucking around, but yeah, don't. Oh, that would be so fucking hilarious, though. Oh.
Cash App. Yeah. Dad at cash $ old as fuck. Ray _. It's like, it's
underscore unemployed. underscore.
Please help. underscore need that. underscore I got these cheeseburgers.
All right, that's it.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it. We're out of here, man. So we changed the world today.
I think so.
I think we changed the world today.
One podcast at a time.
Yes, right. That's right. We changed it today.
Well, I'm gonna get the fuck out of here and chug this fucking $7 wine at Walmart. I'm gonna pay for that motherfucker too, though. I'm gonna pay for it and chug it right in the.
No, as you're walking out, just sticking into your pants and then take a detour to the bathroom.
Like, I'll be right back
with the receipt in your hand.
Man, I gotta finish this. Got something to finish.
Oh man. Well, anyway.
Now I gotta go home. I got some chuletas waiting on me.
Oh.
Chuletas.
I'm gonna have a little.
Oh, wait, before we go, I have to talk about WPS, white people shit.
Okay.
Because I was talking to one of my interns today, and he was like, bro, I made this bomb-ass pot roast last night. And I was just looking, I'm like, what the fuck is that? What the fuck is pot roast? He's like, man, it was so good. And I was like,
Okay.
I believe you? I don't. You guys don't got no goddamn taste buds. Fuck out of here. I just looked at him and I said, no, that's I said that's YPS. And he said, what? I said, white people shit. And he's like, well, but you said why? And I said, no, never mind. It's your people shit, my fucking pot roast. Get out of here, bro.
Yeah, they take a roast beef and they put it in a pot and they call it pot roast.
And I just boil it. They boil all the fucking flavor out of it.
They put carrots and shit in there.
I've had stewed beef.
Similar.
No, because mine had flavor. I already know this shit didn't taste like nothing, bro. It's just like meat.
I hate saying this, but there is one place that we can go that you can try the pot roast and you'll enjoy it.
Golden Corral.
No.
Shoney's.
Nope. You'd be surprised when I tell you.
Boston Market.
Nope.
I'm thinking all the white people places. Yes. Oh, come on.
This is the only place that I've eaten it that I've liked it, other than when I was in Germany.
Yeah, well, German people put flavor in their food.
Right, but
they're not white.
Yes.
They're whitish.
Who?
Germans.
Germans are epitome of white, bro.
No, they're whitish.
They're Europeans.
Europeans.
Yes, those two. No, you got to go to Twin Peaks.
Twin Peaks food sucks, bro.
No, try the pot roast. You would be surprised.
I don't want to eat pot roast. It doesn't sound tasty.
No, it is.
Tasty-ish.
It isn't our food.
Cardboard pot roast. Same difference.
With carrots.
Carrots are the worst.
I hate carrots. I swear to God, I hate carrots, bro.
Fucking orange vegetable. Get that shit out of here, bro. Fucking orange food.
But
it's not supposed to be edible.
The taste is so fucked up. It's like aluminum.
A carrot? I just get this when I bite it. That's what it tastes like to me. What the fuck is that?
I feel like I'm biting into aluminum with mint. Like it's a mint aluminum flavor.
That's probably what eggshells taste like. All right, man, I gotta go, bro.
If I would have thrown. If I would have thrown up right here in front of you, I mean, like right here, and I would have actually aimed it at you. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, I would have hit you right back. Projectile, baby.
You're one of those people.
I don't know, but I'll figure it out. I'll find a way to get that shit across the table. Ain't gonna get me.
Oh, man. All right. Anyway, we've changed the world today.
I got one more last Florida man. I don't know if this shit is real or not, but I read it. So basically, this dude, he killed his best friend after he didn't say homo after a 10-hour anal session.
No homo.
And I just thought, damn, that's gay. All right. No homo.
No homo. Hey, we're out of here.
Oh, cock and breath.
Hey, we're out of here. Thank you for joining us.
Don't do the peace sign, please.
I'm Pops.
And I'm Rick.
We're out.
He did it anyway.
I did it.